Mark Buchanan. This was a long time ago.
She said that no one called him.
Add B, vitamin D, discussed. I talked to him about it. Yeah, I talked to him about it. I discussed a lot with him.
Oh, it's the wife. Maybe I'll ask.
Yeah.
So I'll check her. It's fine. He just needs to add the people.
Yeah, I mean, this is on 114. This was discussed. Tell him he talked to Mark about it. It's all written.
She's asking for a week, though.
Yeah, we need to know what his blood pressure is doing with that medication. Yeah, we need to see him. Tell him to come back and let's see him, because that's what we're going to do, to see how he's doing. Thank you. Sorry about that. This next patient name is B-E-G-U-M, Beacon. Last name, first name is K-H-U-R-S-E-S-H-E-D, Khorshid. You know what that means, right? Son, Khorshid. Last name is Begum, B-E-G-U-M, right? Okay. So, this one goes like this. This is, I hope she's a male woman because her name is Son. This is a 79-year-old woman currently on hospice with senile degeneration of the brain. She also suffers from diabetes, hypertension, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, cervical non-displaced fracture, and non-displaced fracture of the third and second vertebra associated with malaise. Patient's MAC is at 31 centimeter. Her she's had tremendous amount of weight loss. Patient's KPS score is 50%. FASD score is 6E, as in Edward. Patient is taken care of by her son. MOHUSAN. Patient has ADL dependency, bowel, bladder incontinence, confusion. Sleeping 12 hours plus a day now. Difficulty with ambulation, high risk of fall. As a matter of fact, she's pretty much bed/chair-bound, incontinent, both bowel and bladder, given natural progression of her disease and the current changes in her condition, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.